G'day, Bulldog. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jared. Good morning, Clarky. Good morning, Lotta.
Now, good morning, buddy.
Now, firstly, Bulldog, I saw you tweet Kmart at Warriewood there the other day. Problem solved?
Problem solved. They wouldn't pick the phone up.
Blowing up, you were. Twitter rage.
Everyone started ganging up on me online. I'm thinking, what have I done wrong here? They picked the phones up.
Well, fill me in. What happened?
What was it, a lay-by?
Oh, I needed something from my mother, and I rang to see whether they had it in stock, and they wouldn't pick the phone up. Tried them six times, nothing.
Steam.
So I went online, I said, dear Kmart, can you please pick your phone up? And then everyone attacked me.
We're too good, doggy. We've got to get Bulldog going into Kmart there at Warriewood and, you know, all the apologies.
Well, the next time he walks in, he won't be served. That's what'll happen. They'll recognise the great man and say, you've criticised us. We're not happy. It's unacceptable. You'll never be served in that place again, Bulldog.
Well, I'm not sure I'll be going back, Lorenzo.
Now, this draw is becoming a bit of a mess. What are you hearing, Bulldog?
Yeah, I am hearing a couple of things, Jared. Possibly later in the week, but more likely next week. Now, the anti-vaxxers are obviously causing some issues for the NRL. As I read it from the club's point of view, they're getting very frustrated. Look, the game doesn't need this issue right now. Every player has the right to say what goes into his body and what doesn't. I get that. But as Laurie just said, for the good of the game, you know, we can't be rearranging draws at this time, and there's so many hurdles to jump because of several players. We can't be buckling to the minority when the majority of players have done the right thing. You know, am I missing something here, guys? If I am, tell me. But why don't we just clearly stand these players down and go, look, you're stood down without pay. If you don't want to do it, we respect your decision, but there's no money and there's no game. I mean, for goodness sake, they're all covered in tattoos, and as far as I know, that entails a lot of needle.
Yeah, well, I think eventually it may get to that, but obviously they're trying to work their way through it with the Players Association to see where they stand. But it's a battle that they can't win, the players. And it's one that they shouldn't be looking at fighting either, I would have thought. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but when it comes to the game getting up and running and you've got a minority there, it may be different if it was 98% of players not taking the shot. You might have a different scenario. But when it's only a minority of players, it's just, well, guys, this is the situation we're in. These are the decisions that we've made. These are the reasons we've made the decision. And we're moving on without you.
Look, Laurie, they know the ramifications. And I'm not suggesting they're being difficult or stubborn. As you say, they have that right. But in this time, the Landies and the NRL are jumping hurdle after hurdle after hurdle every day. They just don't need this. I don't think getting a jab is that big a deal. And I mean, perhaps people will jump down my throat. Look, are they anti-vaxxers? Is it religious? Whatever reason, I'm sure they can close their eyes for 10 seconds and get the needle. It's vital, Laurie, because it's not just to protect the game and to get the game back on the field, but it's also to protect their teammates. If I was a teammate of one of these blokes, I'd almost be saying, can we have a quiet word here? Because this is serious and you're just going to have to get it done. It might go against your morals. It might go against your beliefs. But in this case, for the good of the club and the safety and health of your teammates and the code, just get it done. Stop being selfish and do the right thing by the game.
Yeah. What about the talks about these two refs or one ref? Where are you at with that?
Yeah, Clarky, I don't mind two referees. We've come a long way with two refs. If push comes to shove, Michael, I would suggest that two is the way to go. I just can't see how we can start a year with two referees and then, through extraordinary circumstances, alter that mid-season. I mean, I think we should perhaps at least keep two referees until the end of the year and then explore the fact that we need one. Explore it thoroughly in the off-season. there is good Marlo out in the NRL, that no full-time referee will lose their job. There has been suggestions that they will, but they won't. There's a full-time squad, guys, of 22 referees, and then there's another squad of casual touch judges. They're used when needed, but when they are used, it's quite an expensive and costly exercise. So what they'll do now, guys, is that full-time 22 will be kept, but those that aren't refereeing will then be used to cover touch judge roles. So it does mean that no one will be lost to the game, but of course that is based on the one referee system. And we still haven't got that confirmed, Michael. That will be a decision, of course, for the ARL Commission.
When's that likely to be confirmed, Bulldog?
Well, I guess it just goes in the pile that the Commission and Volandis have to jump. Well, as you'd imagine, it'd have to be soon. We're back on the field in a couple of weeks. And I spoke to a couple of coaches yesterday, Lauren. They don't want to go back to one referee. They think the game has reached a point where two is just absolutely necessary. In fact, a couple of them had a crack at a few former players who want one, saying that, you know, the game's gone past even when they were playing. And that at this point in time, we go back to one, it's just going to be a total mess. So, look, it's a very polarising point. I don't mind one referee, Loz, in that, you know, we grew up in the 80s and that's when one referee was, and we all thought the game was great back then. But I think, look, if you put me in a corner, I'd say, look, I think we should retain two, but I also understand that costs are involved, and with the game on its knees financially, it could save up to $3 million per year.
Yeah, I think the players and the coaches can adapt, but it'll take a bit of time, and I also don't know whether the game will certainly look different to what it is now. But the thing that worries me is this six-to-go rule instead of a penalty. I can't for the life of me see how that's going to work. Putting more and more pressure on one referee.
I won't give up the coach I was talking to, Loz, but I think he echoed what you may have touched on yesterday. If you're behind by a point and you should receive a penalty inside the final minute or two, if they say six to go, well, you don't get the chance to have a kick for goal to win the game.
No,
so
you
the
don't.
Coach then said to me, well, if that's the case, then you can take the penalty goal out of the equation. Because players will be saying, no, we don't want six to go. We want to shoot for goal. We can win the game here. So at what point do they say, okay, well, it's six to go, or you actually do get physically the penalty that you want?
Yeah, and then that places more pressure on the referees to get their interpretation right, and you can just see the confusion, and they'll start to second-guess themselves about, oh, should this be a penalty, or should I just wave six to go? It will turn into a dog's breakfast. That's my worry. You're better off to have the penalty still in place, and if you want to crack down on them, maybe look at a five-minute sin bin or 10-minute sin bin for a professional foul. But I just know you can't take that penalty goal out of the equation.
I mean, Laurie, going to an extreme, could the referee quickly look at the captain who can give a quick nod and then bang, it's six to go, or he has the say in what his side gets? I guess.
Yeah, that'd slow it down. Fringed. That'd slow it down. I know what you're getting at.
Fringed, they have that right to say, well, we want the penalty or we want six to go. I think that shouldn't be taken out of the side, out of the hands of the side that's receiving the penalty.
Yeah, but what's the, by the time you look around, find the captain, what's the advantage then in playing six to go?
I guess, mate.
The advantage of getting six to go is obviously put the team under pressure and make sure that the game flows. But if you're looking around to the captain's taken off the field, or who's now your captain? It just puts too many more things on the referee if you're going to have one referee.
I don't think, look, at this point, Laurie, I think the decision will be made next week, and I think they will go with one ref. That's the mail I am getting. Look, I realise these are extraordinary times, but if you put yourself into the shoes of a coach at the moment, he doesn't know what team he's playing in round one, and he doesn't even know how many referees will be out there. And please don't think that's a criticism. I think the NRL has done a stellar job under pressure. But certainly, you know, it's May 13th, kicking off tomorrow, fortnight. So there's still a lot of question marks in this game as to how it's going to pan out, not so much off the field. Peter Volandis and his mob's got that nailed down very nicely. But yeah. on the field, you know, there's a lot of question marks there. But Graham Annesley is in charge and, you know, yeah. he is an exceptional operator.
You know what, Doug? I think they'll cope. I mean, yes, in an ideal world, you'd love to know the draw. So that's a given. But the players, the coaches, they'll adapt. One referee, two referees, yes, it's going to take some getting used to. They will adapt eventually. The six to go, as I keep mentioning, for me, that will then become a massive problem for the game.
Bulldog, we'll have to leave it there, mate. Great to talk to you as always.
No worries. Thanks, gentlemen.